proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Presented, I'm Cholwe Pirisimwinga. The headlines. WASH Forum calls for an integrated approach to water and sustainable development. Tree cutting in Manguza and Chilalantambo wards worries MP. Togo's president faces calls to resign after protests, and Zambia's urged to look at a broader picture after poor COSAFA performance. Now the news in detail. Zambia NGO WASH Forum has called for an integrated approach to water and sustainable development at the 13th Zambia Water Forum and Exhibition Zawafe 2025. In a keynote address, forum coordinator Bubala Muyovwe Mumba emphasized the critical need for an integrated approach to water and sustainable development in Zambia. Mrs. Mumba highlighted the essential links between water, energy, food security, and ecological health. She stressed that providing sustainable water, sanitation and hygiene wash services for all Zambians is essential for producing these interconnected domains.
We call upon Zambia to share values and responsibility, transparent and coherent policies and regulatory frameworks, effective accountability mechanisms, and sustainable and fair public private partnerships. We further call on Zambia to invest in more inclusive integration.
Meanwhile, EU Delegation Deputy Head of Missions Petra Gasparova has highlighted the EU's ongoing transboundary water management program for the Zambezi River Basin Authority, noting that the EU has allocated 20 million euros in financial support for this design.
Now, in Zambezi, we're very much at the heart of our cooperation. At the national level, the European Union works supports the government on revising the regulatory framework. We work, for instance, on the regional and national water policy, the water enforcement.
And Vice President Mtale Nalumango, through the Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, pointed out that Zambia, like many other nations, faces water challenges due to climate change, urbanization, and industrialization, threatening progress towards Sustainable Development Goal 6, universal access to clean water and sanitation by 2030.
Zambia has made commendable progress in expanding water and sanitation access. However, much remains to be done. According to the 2020 Joint Monitoring Program report, national access to safe drinking water stands at an average of 65%, the urban areas accounting for 87%, and rural areas a passing of 8%. Basic sanitation coverage is at an average of 2%. Urban areas at 41% and rural areas at 25%. These figures highlight the existing inequalities that must urgently be addressed if we are to realize our vision of inclusive development.
Zawafe 2025 is being held in Lusaka under the theme Integrating Solutions for Sustainable Development, Exploring the Water, Energy, Food and Ecological Nexus. Mbabala Member of Parliament Joseph Msanje has raised concerns over the increasing levels of tree cutting in Manguza and Chilalantambo wards for charcoal production. In a statement, Mr. Msanje has warned that if left unchecked, the practice could lead to the depletion of tree species and worsen the country's ongoing deforestation. Mr. Msanje calls on the Chama District Forest Department on the dangers of deforestation. Meanwhile, Nalube Senior Village Headmaster highlighting the area. He said that if not controlled, the region may face disease like condition severely in his chiefdom. Wereroa 22 Councillor Adrian Banda says works are currently underway to form a neighborhood watch team to enhance security in the country. Mr. Banda will be responding to vandalism of a newly installed ZESCO transformer and the subsequent theft of some components in the vandalized transformer in the area around sewerage ponds. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Banda issued a stern warning to the vandals to desist from vandalizing critical infrastructure, because when caught, they will face the full wrath of the law. He further says it's important to have a neighborhood watch team in the area to protect property and the residents. The office is working around the clock to ensure its establishment as soon as possible.
I learned that they have vandalized the transformer and they store some components from the same transformer. As the area councillor, I'm giving a strong warning that whosoever found, let the law take it on course. And also, I'm appealing to the general public and the residents from there that let's form the neighborhood watch so that we can also enforce or assist the police in uniform to have full information about it. And so, please, if you have got suspicious, okay, we have got Mr. Kalibozo, our zone leader, we have got the BBC chairperson, Mr. Kalimukwa, we have got the police, you can inform the police in confidence. So this is the report we have. We are suspecting something so that the police can.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has cautioned its members against issuance of public statements on the demise of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. United Party for National Development Secretary General Honorable Batuke Menda says there's need for the ruling party members to conduct themselves in a systematic and organized solemn manner, preach peace and unity as a man is former president. In a statement, it has come to the attention of the Secretary General of the governing party that members of the party have been issuing statements and comments on the demise of the former Republican president without clearance from the UPND Secretariat. He says going forward, all statements and information regarding the morning from the governing party shall only come from the office of the Secretary General, who is the chief executive officer of the party. Chief government spokesperson Cornelius Muitwa says full consultations are ongoing regarding the repatriation of the remains and burial arrangements for the late 60th Republican President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Muitwa, who is also Minister of Information and Media, emphasized that while government observes state protocols, it also respects the wishes and decisions of the bereaved family. Speaking during a media briefing in Kenya, Mr. Muitwa confirmed that a consultative meeting involving government officials, family members and close associates of the late president is taking place today to agree on the way forward. Mr. Muitwa says as much as Dr. Lungu held a high office of the land, he ultimately belongs to a family, and that family must have a fundamental say in how their life is going. Action Aid Zambia aims at reduce aid crisis, rising debt, and austerity as training public resources and weakening essential services in health, education, and social protection. During the government for their meeting at East Continental in Lusaka, Country Director Faye Tembatemba says the institute recognizes the critical challenges presented broadly and locally regarding financing strategies. Ms. Tembatemba says the institution is not an opposition, but a partnership with all stakeholders present, and called for approaches anchored in justice and inclusion in alternative financing that can work for Zambians. She says progressive tax reforms, measures to curb illicit financial flows, enhanced gender responsive budgeting, and investments that protect the citizens of Zambia are essential, and that civic engagements and accountable governance are vital to making the solution to Zambia. I